first of all, how can people visit the site while we're talking?
Well, anybody who wants to, that's within the range of the sound of our voices, which, from what I understand from your streaming, is worldwide, if that didn't make me nervous, you can go right now to Oshkosh365.org and sign up, and that's available to EAA members, and there's also a large portion of it available to non-members as well, free of charge. And if you're on the grounds here, come by the EAA Member Welcome Center, say hello to me, and sign up right on the spot.
Do we know what building number that is? The numbers change constantly, so it's
hard. The numbers do change. Basically, if you're at Aeroshell Square and you head west just a little ways, just past the Ford tent, you'll see the EA Member Welcome Center right there on the spot.
So, what was the kind of the driving force behind having this particular site? Because it's kind of very different from all the other EA web offerings.
The goal of Oshkosh 365 is to take the spirit of everything we see around us here, this magnificent show and the people that come together here 1 week every year, and try to find a way to keep these connections and this spirit going the other 51 weeks.
Very cool. I really like the look and feel of it, what you guys have done so far. I love the logo. I think that's one of the coolest things for me.
Yeah, the logo, for those that haven't seen it, is a taxiway sign, and one of the early messages that came out was the idea that you're cleared to stay connected. This is a pathway. It's not a destination. It's a place travel through and then keep connected with everybody that you meet here, all the exciting things that go on here at AirVenture.
There were some challenges, though, and it looks like you've got the horse under control now.
I would say that we're on good speaking terms with the horse at this point. And under control, I think, as much as you ever can control a horse, certainly.
That's the kind of thing you're going to run into with a launch of this magnitude, regardless. Sure. Speaking as an IT guy and having some experience with what you're dealing with on a much smaller scale, I think that's to be expected.
Unfortunately, it is. I think no matter how well you prepare, there's always going to be some surprises. And for those that don't know, we launched on Thursday the 16th. And it's, for those of you that know your AirVenture history, it's something I've come to call Fantastic Thursday, after the classic Fantastic Friday, the overwhelming arrival of aircraft in 1974 that led to the creation of our current ATC procedures out here. Fantastic Thursday for us was really anything but. It was exciting as we were absolutely overwhelmed by the demand, and it was terribly depressing because we were absolutely overwhelmed by the demand. The site did have to go down and nurse its wounds for a few days, but we came back up stronger than ever, and despite a few Oshkosh 360, Oshkosh 358 type jokes about how many days the thing was really going to be up, we came back stronger than ever, and the number of people that are involved and participating is fantastic right now.
I'm curious about some of the feedback you received, because in a similar fashion, on a much smaller scale, the Blue Dot Cam that we have been sorting out its own bugs, just in the last couple of days, the amount of traffic on Twitter about, hey, point it here, point it there, why is it pointed here? I'm just surprised how much feedback there is out there. I can imagine on the site alone and how tied in people are. Who are you talking to?
Well, we're talking to and hearing from just about everybody, getting feedback from all over the world. Even you mentioned the Blue Dot Cam. You know, we're hosting that sort of in a frame on Oshkosh 365 and touting that as a member benefit. And that's certainly been one of the most immediately popular features that we've got. But other than one or two people who have written politely to suggest that we be prepared for a certain number of people when they sign up, beyond that, the feedback has been overwhelmingly positive. People are thanking us for it. I'm getting 20 to 200 messages every day, people saying, this is great, thanks so much, finally it's about time. Everyone's just glad to get in, connect up, and start chatting.
I think, you know, speaking as somebody who's in tune with the internets, as Al called it this morning, which just makes me cringe again, but being someone that's in tune with that and an EA member and an aviation enthusiast, this is something I was kind of starving for, and I think quite a bit of the membership is there with me, that, you know, a place to interact with fellow EA members, you know, not necessarily, you know, there's always chapter meetings and there's chapters all over, to have that connection across the world in a common meeting place.
Right. Well, one of the things that that has really appealed to me about the project, even before I joined the staff and started to work on it, I was somewhat familiar in following the progress, but the idea that you can connect with people locally, and that's one type of connection.
Sure.
And Oshkosh 365 can help facilitate that, but you can also say, you know what, there's 10 people in the world who are really interested in or wanting to build or restore this particular airplane, whatever that may be, or this particular aircraft or project or whatever it is, and you can find those people with those interests all over the world. So you've got these local connections, and you've got these more virtual connections that are based just more on a specific interest than proximity.
For chapters, how can they use this particular site to help develop their own membership involved in what they do?
Well, shortly after AirVenture, we'll be rolling out a new tab, a new feature on the site called Groups. And out of the gate, the initial goal there is to give every EAA chapter at least a placeholder spot. You know, this is your chapter, this is where it is, here's the basic information. And it'll be tied to a chapter locator as well. And from there, we're going to work with the chapter leadership to do one of two things. A lot of EAA chapters have some fantastic websites already, and they've gone to a great deal of effort and a great deal of work, and we have no interest in trying to replace that. If a chapter has gone to that level of effort, then our page at Oshkosh365.org/EAA chapter such and such will provide the basic information and then point people to their site. For the chapters that haven't yet set up a website or don't want to maintain one on their own, then we're going to give them the infrastructure to do anything and everything they want, calendars of events and photo galleries and video galleries and the whole thing.
I really like that, because certainly I like communicating through the internet, and I'm on it all the time, and I use a lot of its tools. But as far as being someone who can create a visually pleasing website or deal with graphics or anything like that, stymied. And so it's nice to have someone else kind of create the infrastructure. That's why Facebook and MySpace before that, it worked great for me. You and I are friends.
Yes.
On Oshkosh 365.
Perhaps we should discuss this after the show.
but have you been friended by Tom?
So if you're talking about Oshkosh 365, so yes, I should say that Tom has been friended by me. It's probably a little bit more appropriate. But as the online community manager, one of the perks of my job is that when you sign up for Oshkosh 365 and you go to your friends tab, you'll have at least one friend out of the gate, because there's something sort of dispiriting in a previous life at Microsoft, signing up for Xbox Live and going to a screen that says, "You have no friends."
Oh, I've been there.
So you're like the Tom of MySpace.
Well, I can't be the Tom of Oshkosh 365, because there's a man called Tom Poberesny who I think deserves to be the Tom.
You're not the Tom.
I think Tom at MySpace is the Hal of MySpace now. So anyway, nice. The point being, I'm your default friend. You can unfriend me if you like. But I do have the power to go into the database and refriend you if I'm in a bad mood.
As long as we're discussing you being the default friend, I've seen your profile picture. That doesn't look a thing like you. I didn't even recognize you this morning when you walked in. One last thing. On Oshkosh 365, I know there's an aircraft section to come. What's that going to entail?
Well, we have a lot of things in mind for that, and frankly, we're still sketching out a lot of the designs. But at its core, I think one of the things that we're pushing for is to have just the most comprehensive sort of aircraft database that we can. And we want to go both...
That's what I was hoping you'd say.
Well, we want to go both broad and deep, and that's certainly the target. I want to be able to just go in and see entries on aircraft manufacturers, individual models and identifications, things like that, but also be able to actually have pages for literally individual aircraft based on registration information and things like that, and then allow people to come in and add pictures and history to the aircraft themselves.
I would love that, because walking around the grounds, I'm let's be honest, I'm an idiot. Like, what's that? What's that? That's amazing. I'd love to have that primer, sort of, so to speak.
Right.
There was a one time when I was parking home built airplanes that I could actually name all of them, but now they've just kind of fallen by the wayside. I'm going to have to do the recognition exercise again. So quickly, for the people who say, with this Oshkosh 365 thing, what is this about? Everybody's talking about it. Everybody down at the plant is talking about it. Started one more time.
Take your lunch break from the plant or wherever it is wherever it is that you're talking about it, the water cooler or the flight line, and just head to Oshkosh365.org on any internet-capable computer and sign in and take a look.
Hal, thanks very much. We're going to be talking to you a little bit later in the week, and we'll have we'd like to come back with some stats. We like that stuff.
All right, I will fabricate some numbers that sound very, very real, and I'll be armed with those next time.
Is that the fourth grade math or the first grade?
Yeah, maybe we should get someone to do the math.
You lost me at math.
You lost.
I hear there's something called Excel. You could probably put them in. I don't know. Right. Maybe you might know something about that.
Never heard of it.
Never heard of it. Hal Bryan with Oshkosh 365. You're listening to EAA Radio.